This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
The question is, what did you really do when you called in sick to work? At 955-9254. We'd love to hear what you did, because this morning our producer called in sick, producer Puffy. And what I was told is that Puffy is too exhausted, which is laughable in itself because we were at BLI Summer Jam too. And we actually hosted the show, but okay, whatever. I was just like, fine, you're weak. Be off. But then you told me he's not really doing it because he's tired.
No. You're making me into the bad guy this morning.
Well, I didn't know. I was like, oh, okay, fine. He's a weakling. That's fine with me if you can't handle it.
No, what he's really doing is watching the latest season of Orange is the New Black.
I actually respect him more. And this is like the edgiest thing he's ever done is lie. Lie about this. His reason for taking off is to sit on his couch.
Yes.
Probably gorge on a buffet of unhealthy foods. Binging on Netflix.
Yeah, because he didn't have enough time to watch his favorite show because of BLI Summer Jam.
And you know what? That's actually respectable. So, okay, but this morning, I think...
Wait, no, it's not. I want to watch Orange is the New Black. Who got him hooked on that show?
That's
with
true.
Me.
Yep.
And I'm, my little pretty self is sitting here this morning.
And he can't watch it normally because he has twins that are like 3 years old. So he took a day off because he's that into Orange is the New Black, which makes me think things about him, but...
Boom. So we're going to call him now.
I'm so nervous.
Hello?
Is this producer Puffy?
Yeah.
Oh, and Puffy, I hope you're doing okay due to all the exhaustion from working at BLI Summer Jam.
It was exhausting.
Oh, you were just so tired.
It was a long day.
It was a long day.
Where you had to call in sick this morning because of it.
Yeah, it was a lot. My feet hurt.
Okay. Well, I got some very interesting intel from an unknown source. We'll just call him Deep Throat, who said that really the reason why you are not here this morning is because you're binge watching Orange is the New Black.
Well.
What episode are you on?
Yeah, seriously. What time did you wake up? Did you still wake up at 4 a.m. to start?
All right, I just finished episode 3 and I plan to watch all 13 episodes today.
You have a problem. When it starts affecting your life and you start calling in sick, this is worse than alcoholism.
My favorite thing is he would rather watch a television screen than be with us.
I don't want anyone ruining it for me on Facebook before I get to watch it.
I can't handle his whining this morning. Puffy, enjoy Orange is the New Black. We don't miss you at all.
I don't miss you either.
That's clear. Goodbye. Go back to your show. I know it's on pause right now.
Thank you.
At 955-9254. That man is, it kills me. What did you really do when you called in sick at 955-9254? Can you beat binge watching Orange is the New Black on Netflix like producer Puffy this morning? Who watches Orange is the New Black at 8:15 a.m.? Hey, Aaron.
Good morning.
Did you hear what our producer is doing when he's called in sick?
Yes, he is binge watching Orange is the New Black.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? Because they... What man wouldn't be doing that at 8 a.m. on a Monday? So what did you do? Can you beat that?
I called in, pretended I had laryngitis so I could go out east and go to the beach.
To go to the beach. Okay, I think that's probably like standard mode of operation for a lot of Long Islanders. Would you please do me a favor right now and reenact that laryngitis-ridden phone call to your boss? And pretend that, did you have to leave a message or did you speak with someone?
I spoke with them.
Oh, good. Here we go. Hello?
I can't talk.
Aaron, is that you? Aaron, what did you say? You lost your voice? The squeak is so effective, Erin, by the way. The squeak is everything.
You just broke out of character. I was into it.
I got it out. You were following along with that story.
Because I can't binge watch Netflix. I need a show to listen to. Lord.
Wait, and he bought it, Erin?
Oh, yeah.
Now, were you miraculously healed by the next day? So you came in at full volume?
I came in and said, he's like, oh, you sound a little bit better. I'm like, yeah, you know, hot tea and honey, it really does the trick, you know?
And just resting and getting off my feet like producer Puffy today. I'm glad he didn't go with the laryngitis option. Just exhaustion. So did you ever get caught?
No.
It was worth it for sure, right?
Oh, it was totally worth it because I work Monday through Fridays and I work 9 to 6. So by the time I get home, like, the beach is pretty
much. Of course. And you have to think, for 3/4 of the year, it's a friggin' polar vortex. So when there's one day in the 80s, you need to take full advantage.
I sit in a cubicle with no view of a window all day. I needed to go and see some sunshine, or else I'm going to lose my mind.
We're not mad at it.
We're not, but our producer could watch the show anytime. Literally any time of the week.
But he had to do it during our show. Clearly, the more compelling option is Netflix.
Always.
Thank you so much for calling, Erin. Love it.
Not a problem. You guys have a great day.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.